All right, here we go. Welcome to
Animal Adventures,
the podcast that gives you animal facts, animal jokes, and real life animal encounters. How's it going, Campbell?
And riddles. You forgot that word.
I always forget the riddle.
Well, we're back with a guest. He is in my class. His name is Jaden.
Hi, Jaden. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. Thanks for joining us today. Jaden, why don't you tell us what animal we'll be talking about today?
Today on our podcast, we'll be making one about sea turtles.
Sea turtles. We've done turtles before. We've done snapping turtles, other freshwater turtles we've talked about.
Just snapping turtles.
But today we're going to be talking about sea turtles, which are pretty cool.
And specifically green sea turtles.
Okay. And I think, Jaden, you have an encounter that you're going to tell us about later in the episode?
Yes.
Awesome. Later. Cool. Why don't you guys start off? Tell us a couple of facts about sea turtles.
Okay, so we started this on the snapping turtle episode, and as a tribute to all turtle kind, we have our
turtle kind
new crazy fun fact.
What's that?
Okay.
Oh, so you're going to start off with the crazy fun fact?
Yes.
All right, go ahead.
We never do that, but we do. So, here it is. A mother sea turtle lays 200 to 500 eggs.
At once? Or in their lifetime?
At once.
Wow.
At once. Jaden, why don't you continue?
And over 5 get eaten.
50%
get eaten trying to go to the water.
And only 20% hatch.
Yeah.
So out of the 200-something eggs, 20% of them hatch. And out of that, only half of those, 50%, half of that 20%...
That's 10.
...actually make it to the water because they get eaten by...
Yes.
Predators.
Their chances of surviving are even more slim when they get to the ocean. There's sharks, there's
eagles.
Crabs, eagles, even dolphins will take them.
So it's very much like a survival thing to lay that many eggs, right? Because if they didn't...
And if they really want to survive, they will personally eat themselves.
Yes, they are cannibals. They will
slow down.
Cannibals.
You guys are blowing my mind right now. So the mother will eat the babies. The babies? Is that what you mean?
No, the babies will eat.
The babies will eat the babies.
Yeah.
Oh.
And in the end,
dark.
So yeah, in the end, only 2 out of 200 babies get to be adults and lay eggs of their own.
Wow, it's not easy being a baby sea turtle, huh?
I don't want to be a sea turtle.
Wow.
I thought I had a hard life.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you were very well pampered as a little one. Okay, so just off the bat, it's really hard for sea turtles to survive.
Oh, yeah.
And they have to lay a tremendous amount of eggs because the likelihood of any egg making it to maturity is pretty low, right?
Mm-hmm.
What else you guys got about sea turtles? That's actually amazing to hear.
Jim, why don't you share the next fact?
So, when I was on a vacation...
No, not the encounter yet.
Oh, yeah, we'll get to the encounter. How about another fact? Another just general information about sea turtles. Maybe some of the stuff that you guys wrote down during your research.
Yeah.
So the grown-up sea turtle only lives up to 2 decades.
2 decades, so 20 years in a while?
Yeah, see, the ones that do survive childhood will live another 20 years so far.
So that's like the life expectancy of the turtles, about 20 years?
Yes, and the most important fact of all sea turtles, this is like really important.
Yeah.
If you don't know this, you know nothing about sea turtles.
I don't know much about sea turtles, so go ahead and tell me.
This is the most important fact of all time.
Okay, I'm ready.
They're cute.
They are?
And that is
cute.
That is a fact.
I don't know how to say cute. They're,
The babies are cute.
The babies are definitely cute with their little flippers flopping around.
Me and Jaden watch videos.
Are they called flippers? Is that what they're called?
They're called fins, actually.
Flipper fins.
Flipper fins?
Flipper fins.
Flappy fins.
This says there are 7 existing species of sea turtles.
Yes. Leatherback. There's the leatherback.
That's the biggest one, right?
Yeah, leatherback is the biggest.
Okay.
There is the green sea turtle, which we'll
get to in a minute. Is that the one you saw, Jaden?
Yes.
Cool.
It is.
Yes. There is
the flatback.
True.
Hawksbill, loggerhead, Kemp's Ridley, which lives in the Gulf of Mexico, and the olive Ridley.
The olive Ridley.
And here's the sad part. Except for the flatback, all of those sea turtles are either endangered or threatened.
So the flatback is the toughest.
Most people hunt the turtles for their shells. And if you want to hear a joke about that, we'll get to that later.
Ooh, have we given our audience enough facts? You guys think we're pretty good on the facts?
We got a few more.
Yeah. Okay, give me a few more.
Okay, so sea turtles. So it's pretty obvious how they're endangered, cause they've been around for Ben, why don't you try and guess?
I'm guessing they've been around for a long time, like since dinosaur times, maybe.
Correct.
Yeah.
Here's a good guess.
Been around for about 65 million years.
65 million years. The turtles have been around. Okay.
Yes, they're very resilient.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Any other facts about sea turtles that were interesting to you guys when you were doing your research? Aside the fact that the babies are cute.
Oh, they are pretty cute. The eggs, when they are hatched, they are the size of a ping pong ball.
Oh, this is pretty small. And then how big do these sea turtles get? They get pretty large, right?
Yeah. Like their shell is like 2 feet.
2 feet across in some cases? Yeah, so they go from being like fitting in something the size of a ping ball to like having a big, large shell. And even bigger, I think some of the leatherbacks are you know, pretty large animals.
Yeah, you know the babies?
Yeah.
Like, just before they hatch, they go out into the ocean and they hide in clumps of seaweed.
Oh, okay.
And the grown-up sea turtles, their diet includes jellyfish, squid, and other tentacled creatures.
So they like the tentacle. They like the jellyfish is like their salad, and then they eat octopus or squids for
calamari. I love calamari. And to top the cherry on top, they can dive up to 2,000 feet.
Oh, I don't think I could dive that far. How far do you think a human being could dive?
Like 30 feet.
Yeah,
I mean,
30.
I think,
like, you know, Olympic swimmer could be like 30 feet.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's some people that train and they can go even deeper, but like me and you, maybe like 10 feet down to the bottom of the pool. And then our ears would hurt and we'd be like, I'm coming back.
I've been 14 feet to a deep end, so 14 feet's my record for now.
That's amazing they can go down that deep.
Oh, I'm going to catch up. I'll get a submarine.
Yeah, you need a submarine to go down as deep as the sea turtles.
Yeah.
Any other facts that you guys wanted to share? Oh, one thing that I saw that was interesting is that male and female turtles are the same size. So a lot of times you'll see in species like the female will be bigger or the male will be bigger, but with sea turtles, same size.
And predators, sharks.
Sharks will eat a sea turtle?
Crabs.
When they're babies.
Oh, okay. Fair.
Crabs will eat them, and I guess if they're grown-ups and they die, crabs might.
Yeah. Feed on there.
Yeah, and seagulls. Everyone knows that. Yeah, and they live pretty much everywhere except Antarctica.
Yeah, except in the polar regions of the oceans.
Yeah.
Cool. You guys had a lot of really interesting facts. So there's a lot of effort, I think, to save sea turtles, right? Because also, you know, like beachgoers and people are invading kind of like on the nesting habitats. I noticed when we were at the beach this summer, Campbell, in North Carolina, they had sea turtle nests that they had like kind of put ribbons on and stakes so that nobody would go near them and disturb them and potentially harm the sea turtles.
Yeah. So.
Cool. How about we hit them with some jokes? You guys got any sea turtle jokes?
We pushed our luck a bit on the jokes today.
Okay.
Because they're not very good. Okay. Jaden has a different one, so he will hand over his joke to my dad. Why don't you whisper it?
Why don't you guys just why don't you guys just do all the jokes? Because you guys are funnier than me. So.
All right. Yeah. So, what did the mother sea turtle name her baby sea turtle?
The mother named her baby sea turtle.
Shelby.
Shelby. That's cute. That's like kind of a cute, funny joke. Yeah.
All right.
You got one, Jaden?
Why do hunters hunt turtles?
Why?
To make turtlenecks.
like the shirt.
The sweater.
Yeah.
What is clothing jokes. Which species of sea turtles are the best fashion designers?
I don't know.
Leatherbacks, because they have the most materials.
That one's pretty good too. Yeah. I don't know what you guys are talking about. These aren't that weak. These are pretty good. Any other jokes?
Jaden. You have another one, don't you?
Oh, yeah. So, what do man-eating turtles eat? What do man-eating turtles eat?
I have no idea.
To keep their breath clean. Mantos.
Mantos to clean up their breath?
Yeah.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. All right, guys. So, now we're at the point of the episode where, Jade, we want to hear from you. Because you've actually seen a sea turtle up close, right?
Yeah, Alice.
So tell us about, like, where you were, what was happening, and what it was like to encounter the sea turtle.
I was on a vacation climbing a tree on the beach.
You were climbing a tree on the beach?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
If I fall, there'll be at least a soft landing.
Yeah, you got sand underneath, right? Yeah.
Must have a coconut crab beneath you. That'd be bad.
And I spotted a strange-looking rock, and it looked like a shell. So I wasn't really interested in it. I kept looking at it for a little bit. But then when I saw it move, I realized that it was like a 2 feet wide sea turtle. So I almost walked all the way over there, warning my family. And then, yeah.
And then did you get to, like, sit and observe it or, like, check it out for a little bit?
Actually, a dude ran toward it and kind of scared it. So.
Did it go back into the water after that?
Yeah.
Oh, so you didn't get to see it very long. Mm-hmm. So you were up in a tree at the beach.
Yes.
Just hanging out in a tree at the beach, like a palm tree? Mm-hmm. Okay. And you saw this turtle down below, but it wasn't like you were going to see a sea turtle or someone was taking you on a sea turtle tour.
Yeah.
You just happened to come across one.
Yeah, I just happened
to. Oh, that's to super. It. Now, did your family get to see it too?
Yeah.
Before the dude chased it away?
The dude.
Yeah? So everybody got to check it out. What about your little brother? Did he get to check it out?
Yeah.
Okay, sadly. Good.
And also, good. For that dude, and you know what for.
Yeah, you don't want to scare animals away, right? Because you want to just observe them. Like, people sometimes do too much, right? Like, they could just, like, watch and respect the animals and not scare them away and all that kind of stuff. So, tell me about this. Do you know what kind of sea turtle you saw?
It was a green sea turtle.
Yeah, a green sea turtle.
Wow. Super cool. And it wasn't a baby, right? It was pretty...
Yeah, it was pretty big.
It was pretty big? Yeah. And how fast did it move when the dude scared it off? Was it slow or did it scurry pretty good into the water?
It was close to the ocean and just a wave picked him up, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
he swam towards the Pacific.
And it was the Pacific Ocean?
Yeah.
Did you get any pictures of the sea turtle?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
A video.
I'd love to see the video sometime.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Well, that is an amazing encounter. And I love how you just stumbled upon the sea turtle while you were hanging out at the beach with your family in a palm tree. Super cool. All right, Campbell. This is a pretty good episode, I think.
Yeah.
Pretty strong episode. Campbell, can you maybe tell us the riddle for next week's episode?
My pleasure.
Okay.
I've been waiting for this whole episode. I have stripes on my butt. My head is shaped like a nut. When it comes to size, I just don't make the cut.
Okay. That's an interesting one. All right. First of all, we want to say thank you to Jaden. Jaden, you were an excellent guest. Thank you so much for sharing your encounter with us. That was awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you. Campbell will be back soon with more adventures and encounters and facts.
Soon? Oh, I want to do it now. That hurts my feelings. I'm going to hide in my shell.
Shell. All right, that's it for us at
Animal Adventures. Ah, shark!
Bye.